Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the ninth shir, Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema, B'gidrei Bia. And what we've seen is the Yesod is that sometimes you can have Bia from one side and not the other side. And the definition of Bia is generally between man and woman, it's a Bia Mishutefes. It's a common Bia between the two of them. Whereas by Mishkav Zachar, it's a separate Maaseh Issur on each side. But Bia means together. And that's the Hagdara of Bia Issur. Midoraisa. Even though if you have Bia on one side, for example, it can deduct from Miksuba. Like we saw that it could be Bia Mitzad Her, not Mitzad Him, as we saw in the previous year. So with this we can explain the Rambam in Sota 1:6, that we see in the Gemara in Sota, the Gabi Kinui, that we're memayit from Ishmael Kadon Shein Makna Deikad. In other words, you can't say, don't seclude yourself. Pony Almoni is a Kadon. And then she secludes herself, she becomes a Sota. We say that's not true. You can't do it that way. Why not? Because we have a Pasuk, Ishmael Kadon Shein Makna Deikad. So because if Mishnah writes, this Kadon is less than 9 years old. And that's not like Tosfos there in the Bramatzchel Avol, in Sota Chavav Amid Beis, and Yevamos Nemches Amid Beis, Yevamos LeGilgul. That discussion is about a Kotten who is 9 years old and is Xeris HaKosov, even though his Bia has a Shem Maisa Bia. Nevertheless, if he's 9 years old and up, still, Ein Makim, there's no Kinui Al Yedei, there's no warning to create a Nisha Sota if he's, even if he's older than nine. Hashem Kane, according to the way the case of Mishnah is learning, in the Rambam, it's talking about less than nine. But less than nine, there's no kinui. So the Achronim asked, Tosis Yantu there, Perak Del Mishnah, Mishnah Lamel, Perak Alef, Alech Gimel, Yibar Maschel Vida, Sifat Beirah, Parshas Nosa, Perak Gimel, Maschel Shachav, Karen Ayur Vesoita, the Minchas Chin, Fin Shin Samachin, the Beis Yolev, Mechel, Beis Nimem, and many other sources. They all ask, what do I need a pasuk? You might have cotton from kinui. It's not a Bia. Since Balaf Hachi, it's not a Bia. Anyway, it's not a Bia. Anyway, it's not a Bia. So it's Peshitta that there's going to be no Kinu. Kinu is only when you suspect Bia. There's no Bia here. So what's hacking the Rambam hole that I'm talking about less than nine? Another kasha is where the Rambam writes in Sota 1:1 that there's Kinu from Shachuf. What's a Shachuf? Shachuf is someone who has libido problems and his organ cannot become hard. And thus he cannot have children. So you can see there, and in the Torah, Ibn Ezra Sim Kofayim Ches. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Sota Chavav Amud Beis that the Shachuf Makrin Al Yadav. So a Shachuf, a person who can't become hard, or anybody who's Mishamish Meis, right, that's a person, right? A Shachuf is a person who's Mishamish Meis. Right, his organ is dead. It can't, doesn't come to life. So the thing is, there's kinu ayidei shachuf. There's kinu ayidei shachuf. That's the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch, in Reish Samach Vav, Ostes, and in Shin Samach Hei, and in the Yom Shel Shlomo, Yevam, Six Perek Vav, Simen Yirav, and they care an Iron Yavamis 55b. They all ask, I ain't Bia, so Bia is Bia is not a Bia. So how does she become Asra Aide Kinui? How does she become Asra Aide Kinui? So parenthetically, the Beis Halevi writes that Bikinui she becomes Asra Aide Kpeda the Baal, even though there's no Bia. The Yom Shel Shlomo and Karen are ready. Yadocha this far the most coming more that it's not totally Mikbedes Abal. And therefore, she's not Neseres when he's Mekani or Derech Evar, not to have Bia via other organs other than the Osa Osamako. So they didn't accept that Tara to the Beis HaLevi. They were talking about it's totally Mikbedes Abal, because it's not. And that's why she's not Osa Derech Evar, even though it's Mikbedes Abal. And that's why she shouldn't be Osa with the Shachuf. So what we have to explain, like the Rosh Hashanah says in Surah Bia 3:2, that since the Yisus Zohar Lebal, according to the Ma'arik famously, is because of Malo Bomal, because she's unfaithful to him, that's the Yisoda Isser. So even a Mishamish Meis is considered unfaithful, and therefore there's Kinui on this, but we still have to understand, since it's not considered Bia, so it's only like Derech Evarim, it's only like being Kaniyar, that she shouldn't have Bia with him via other organs, not the regular orifice with which sexual relations are performed. So here also, it's not a proper Bia. If it's not a proper Bia, it's like Derech Evarim, and Mimela, she shouldn't be considered Kinui, she shouldn't become Asura. So Maishna Mishamesh Meis Zoach Vishya Shalom. As Nirakach, Nirabaze Mize Shekeshem Shebiyanu Shebiat Katan. What do we say in the previous year? That Bia is cut in less than 9 years old. It's only Chisar and Mitzad his Bia. And therefore it's not considered a Bia Sisser. Since Bia Sura is a shame, Bia Mishutefes, it has to be the two of them together, and if he's less than nine. He doesn't answer because it's not the two of them together, because Mitzadim, it's not considered to be, even though Mitzadim it is. It's not a Sur, it's not being a Meshutefes. So the same thing applies, according to the Rambam, for one is Meshamish Meis, that Etzla, that as far as the lady is concerned, it is considered a Bia. She was Malabomal, and only Klapov, it's Havale Meis, he self as an Avram Meis, and it's not considered a Bia. So it's the same thing. Chada hu pachos mibentes in mishamish meis. Is at less than nine, and somebody who's mishamish meis is really the same din. And it's both considered bia. Both of them are considered bia mitzida, mitzad her, from her perspective, and not from his perspective. And that's mashmah divrei Rambam in Shumas 8:11. That less than nine and shachuf are interlinked. Ayin sham, divrei Rambam. Hopefully we will return to this Rambam. And because of this, as far as Malabo Mal is concerned, as far as her being considered an unfaithful spouse, it's enough, Sagi, Kol She Etzla Bia, as long as far as she's concerned, it is Bia, even though it's not Bias Isser, because for Isser, you need a shame of Bia Mishutefes, Inochinami. This isn't going to be considered niuf. She's not considered that she actually had bia, because it's not meshutaf, because as far as the man is concerned, it's not considered a bia, it's mishamish meis. But as far as she's concerned, it's mala b'mal, and therefore she's a sura labaila, gam b'mishamish meis. And the same would apply to a bentes. We just have a special pasuk to tell us, ish, that we're mamayit, she'ena Ne'eseres. So yeah, there's a Malav Omal issue over here, but since we have Xeris HaKosuf, we have a Pasuk to be Mamayit, Pachos Mi Ben Tes, she doesn't become Aser, but by Mishamish Meis, she does. Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis, Sanhedrin, writes that Mishamish Meis is a Dvar Ervo, it's Mashem, that it's Minator, and Notar HaPoskim, and Eben Ezer, and Semin Chav, Sifkot Yeral Foshei. He brings from Poskim that if she is Asura Lebaila, then that would mean that there is an Isser Min HaTorah, that if Mishamish Meis is Asura Lebaila, that would mean that there's an Isser Torah, and that's the Mashmos of the Rambam. The Mashmos of the Rambam is that Mishamish Meis is a Dvar Erva, and therefore it is Aser Min HaTorah. And that would mean that she becomes a Sura Labayla. So what we learned is that when somebody is Mishamish Meis, so first of all, if it's a Shachuf, so first of all, there is Kinui. There is Kinui, because as far as she's concerned, it's considered Malo B'mal. And the Mashmos of the Rambam is that if somebody has Bia with a married woman with a dead organ, this is Var Erva, it's Min HaTorah. And she would become Aser to her husband, as you see from the Poskim, that they could work together. That Aser to her husband goes with being Aser Min HaTorah. The only thing is, as far as what we're saying, it's only mitzidah, etzlah, it's a bein advar erev anosir min haTorah. It's hacheni, it's not considered that he did a maisa, this mishamish meis. He didn't do a maisa that's anosir min haTorah, because he's mishamish meis. It's not proper bein. But for her it is, it's considered a dvar erev and she's a sur min haTorah, because it's bein mitzad her, and not mitzad him. So, but again, for it to be considered a proper bia, that of losinof, then he would have to have an aver chai. Because then it's a bia mishutef. It's here, it's not mishutef. So memela, it's not not in that same level of iser. So maybe it's only derabana, but the Rambam holds takaman Torah if he's mishamish meis, and she's a sura. But it's that's because it's mal of mal. And mitzidah, she did this act of, committed an act of unfaithfulness towards her husband. So we still have a long road ahead of us, Rabbi Yisai. Tafasta meruba, loy tafasta. Tafasta muat, tafasta. So please stay tuned, and we will see more niflos, mitaras Hashem. This is Mamish Kishmak. And like I said, you know, this sigya is a... Mayim she'ein la himself, right? How much can you say on this, right? The answer is a lot. Okay. Thank you so much, so much for paying attention and listening, joining me. Bezrat Hashem. Anachnu od namshich. Toda rabba, 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 rabba. She'ezantem. Shalom, shalom.